well, well, YouTubers, people on TikTok, expounding all kinds of parental advice to people. Well, now it's kind of coming home to roost. It's Stacey Cole and Carol Hughes. We've got the story of the YouTube channel Eight Passengers and how things have kind of gone sideways. Had you heard of this story, Carol?
I have heard of it, but I had never heard of these people until this story broke.
And this is an interesting one, and I'm going to dive right in on it. Feel free to interrupt if you want to interject at any point here, because it's just ugly.
It's ugly.
So Ruby Frankie, formerly associated with the defunct family YouTube channel Eight Passengers, has been arrested on two counts of aggravated child abuse. This arrest follows the discovery of a malnourished child with open wounds and duct tape on their extremities by police. Okay. Frankie's arrest was accompanied by the arrest of her business partner and collaborator, Jody Hildebrandt, the founder of the controversial life counseling organization Connections. Now, the duo has faced criticism for providing advice videos that promote a harsh parenting style. Now, you mentioned that you had, did you try to go look at their YouTube channel?
I tried and it was taken down. I don't know who these 2.8 million people are who are following them. That's a lot of people.
That's really frightening. She had faced backlash for her now deleted parenting vlogs, with viewers accusing her and her husband, Kevin, of abusive behavior toward their children. Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt have yet to respond to inquiries through emails and calls. It remains unclear if they have legal representation at this time. Ruby Frankie and her husband launched the Eight Passengers family YouTube channel back in 2015. It showcased their family life with their six children. The channel amassed nearly 2.3 million subscribers and primarily focused on parenting, children's upbringing, and homeschooling as that family grew up in Utah. However, as of Thursday, the channel is now unavailable on YouTube, and the platform is not given any reason why they removed it, but I can imagine. Criticism of the Frankies has mounted over the years, including allegations of child abuse. In 2020, June, local child protective services were called following a change.org petition, but the case was closed due to unsupported claims. Now, the family has faced criticism for denying their children personal space and engaging in strict parenting methods. Now, again, I don't know what they were talking about. I know I saw an interview where one of her sons didn't have access to his room. He didn't have a bed. He was sleeping on a beanbag chair for like 6 or 8 months.
How many of these horrific child abuse stories seem to be coming in out every day? You know, these are your children, like, being horrifically abusive to them. I don't understand how you don't see. There's no reason to ever duct tape a child. Period.
No.
There is no reason to ever not feed your child. Now, if you're poor, I get that. But there are so many food pantries around the country, mm-hmm. and there are places to get food. I worked for the food bank. If you don't have the money, you know, there are some resources out there. I get being poor. Being poor isn't what this issue is.
No. This is an extreme parenting method, thinking that somehow just depriving a child of their basic needs, whether it be a bed to sleep in, you know, it's one thing if you can't afford those things, but to have those things and deprive the child of being able to use them as a punishment. Like, you can't sleep in your bed. You can't go into your private space, your room, as a punishment of some sort. Screw you.
And I totally get taking things away from kids. Like,
yes,
you've been abusing screen time. We've got to take that away from you for a while. I get all that. And as a parent, you have the ability to punish your children in the way that you see fit. I get that.
Unless it's abusive.
This is abusive. This is illegal. Like, this child was malnourished and goes to a neighbor's house to find food.
Yeah, and escaped out of a window. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Did I read that correctly? I think I read that somewhere,
did.
That the kid...
He escaped out of the house.
Yeah, you don't use that word that you escaped out of your house unless you've been locked in your house. You leave your house, but you don't escape from your house. So something there is just really absolutely twisted. Continuing along in the story, Sherry Frankie, the eldest child, it doesn't say how old she is, but I don't believe she is still part of that household. She expressed relief on her Instagram story, stating that they had been trying to alert the authorities for years. She indicated that while the children are now safe, there's more to address here. Sherry Frankie had previously distanced herself from her immediate family and disapproved of the extreme beliefs. And additionally, three of Ruby Frankie's sisters, who are also family influencers, shared an Instagram post affirming the necessity of Ruby's arrest for the children's safety, revealing their private efforts to ensure their well-being. This is an effed up situation.
It's weird because you'll hear these stories as somebody calling Child Protective Services when there really isn't an issue. And then they come in and remove the kids. It sounds like people had been waving the flag like this isn't right. So I don't know, had they just been ignored? Had they really tried to get some help and intervention here? I don't know. And I do think there's a whole lot more to this story. And this whole thing with this connections and Jody Hildebrand, was that her last name?
Yes.
Jody. Mm-hmm. Like, that's interesting to me. She's a life coaching service.
Ugh.
Criticized for its extreme parenting teachings. When do you go, that's a great idea. I think I'll starve my child and duct tape him.
Well, it sure saves money on food now, doesn't it?
And it's not even about saving money for these people. It's about the power they have over their kid. And I'll show you, and I'm going to punish you until you see what you've done wrong. And these are children. They don't have the same reasoning skills that adults do. This is not a way to teach a child something. What you're doing is terrifying the child of everything.
Yeah.
You're not teaching a lesson. You're abusing them.
197% accurate. And I speak from a little bit of experience. I won't go into great detail, but I come from a really horrifically abusive family. Oof. My mom and dad divorced when I was young. And my dad and my two brothers lived together. Me and my mom, we were in Minnesota together. So I had one parenting style of my mom, and she was wonderful and did the greatest job she could. And then there was my dad, who was horrifically abusive. His forms of punishment to my brothers often centered around food. He would concoct these horrible drinks and just of like spoiled food and food that you would never put together, like liver and whipped cream. And I mean, just horrible things. And sauerkraut. And stuff that had mold on it that had been sitting in the fridge, and forced my brother to drink it as a punishment. So what you end up with is a horrifically traumatized child who develops traumatic responses to everything, to food, to punishment, to somebody disagreeing with you. It has affected him his entire life. And he's now in palliative care because he's done so many drugs and things to try to kill the pain of his childhood, that he damaged his body so much that he's just sick and dying, literally sick and dying. And that's what you develop when you do shit like this. When you treat a child as though their lives don't matter, and you try to control them and you do horrible things to them, they don't grow up to be normal, reasonable adults. I mean, I was so far removed from any of this crap, and I'm still affected by it. I never had that happen to me, but just knowing that I kind of have survivor's guilt that it never happened to me because I went with my mom, I still kind of have a little bit of that. And I've dealt with it over the years, but it's hearing this story, it just breaks my heart that Child Protective Services had been called in there and they didn't do anything. And I know their hands are tied, but they had an opportunity to maybe save these kids and they didn't. And it just breaks my heart.
And I wonder, because the daughter had said something, said the children are now safe. There is more to address. So I think there's a whole lot more of this story coming out yet.
Absolutely. And I, you know, it just goes to the root of the whole, if you see something, say something. And I guess maybe you need to just pray that once you've said something, somebody does something.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.